feels like a very somber country today in the light of the news of Joe's death. And of course, it comes in a week when we've had the Orlando shootings, we had the deaths in Paris, we had the violence from the football. And that's before we even look to Syria, the Middle East, and all that's going on there. And it really does affect us. We met in the cathedral for morning prayer this morning, and there was a real solemn sense about it. Life feels hard today. It's really important when these kind of tragedies happen that we come together, because this is an opportunity when some people think, oh, it splits and divides us. It does the opposite here in Leicester, brings us together. So this afternoon at 5 o'clock at the clock tower, there's a vigil happening, and I'll be present at that. And then on Sunday afternoon, it's the annual civic service in the cathedral at 3 o'clock, when we welcome our new Lord Mayor, the first citizen of Leicester. And during that service, we will light candle in remembrance of Joe, and we will say prayers for her and her family and the whole community. It's a time to come together. They always come to the cathedral when things like this happen. We create the space when people can leave their questions. And sometimes people, you know, have strong feelings inside, but they don't quite know what to do with them. And actually, the simple act of coming in to light a candle, kind of somehow the light of the candle carries their feelings, their thoughts and prayers, even if they're people who never actually sort of formally pray. People often find they need to do something at a time like this.